So let's review. The Mishnah and Daf Kuf Ayin Beis discussed Shnayim Shayu Be'ir Achas Shem Echad Yosef ben Shimon v'Shem Acher Yosef ben Shimon. Two people living in the same city, both named Yosef ben Shimon. The Gemara now explains that there are three opinions regarding their documents. Our Mishnah rules Ein Yechayin Lahayti Shtar Chayv Zeh Zeh. They cannot use a document to collect the loan from each other. V'lo Acher Yochel Lahayti Alein Shtar Chayv. Nor can others use a document to collect a loan from either one of them. And the Gemara infers Hohe Malacher Metzin. However, either one of them can use a document to collect a loan from others. The Gemara cites a braisa that rules, Kishem Shem Mitzin Shtar Chayv Zeh Al Zeh, Kach Ein Mitzin Al Acherim. They cannot use a document to collect a loan, neither from each other nor from others. Another braisa rules, Kishem Shem Mitzin Hein Shtar Chayv Al Acherim, Kach Mitzin Zeh Al Zeh. They can use a document to collect a loan both from others and from each other. Thus, there are two machlekes. Whether Heim Mitzin Al Acherim, whether they can collect from others, whether Heim Mitzin Zeh Al Zeh, whether they can collect from each other. Regarding Heim Mitzin Al Acherim, the Gemara suggests two interpretations of the Machlokes. Our Mishnah holds Heim Mitzin Al Acherim because Oisis Niknas B'Mesira. One can acquire the loan by acquiring the loan document. Therefore, even if the document was written for the other Yosef ben Shimon, the present owner can collect with it. While the Braisa holds Ein Mitzin Al Acherim because Ein Oisis Niknas B'Mesira, one cannot acquire a loan by acquiring the loan document, therefore the borrower can claim that he owes the money to the other Yosef ben Shimon. Everyone agrees Oisis Niknas B'Mesira. However, our Mishnah holds Ein Mitzin Al Acherim because Ein Tzarich Lehevi Raya. We assume that the person holding the document is either the original lender or he acquired it from the other Yosef ben Shimon. Therefore, he can collect. While the Braisa holds Ein Mitzin Al Acherim because Tzarich Lehevi Raya, the person holding the document must prove that he is either the original lender or that he acquired it from the other Yosef ben Shimon. Otherwise, he cannot collect. Regarding Ein Mitzin Zeh Al Zeh, the Gemara explains the Machlekes as follows. Our Mishnah holds Ein Mitzin Zeh Al Zeh because Kais Min Shtar L'Leiva Ava Bisha Ein Malve Imoy. We may write a loan document at the request of the borrower even without the consent of the lender. Therefore, we suspect Zimun de Azla Gabe Safra V'Zahadi Ba'amaluhu Kisvu Lishtara, the being lemez of me Yosef ben Shimon Chaverai. One Yosef ben Shimon may ask for a shtar with which he will borrow from the other Yosef ben Shimon. And Basa the Kasvi Vachasmile Nikitale Va'amarle Havli Meyad the Yazvis Minoi. He will then use this shtar to collect from the other Yosef ben Shimon as if he were the creditor. Therefore, we do not allow them to collect from each other. The Braisa holds Hei Mitzin Zeh Al Zeh because Ein Kais Min Shtar L'Leiva Ache Ache Hei Malve Imoy. We may not write a loan document at the request of the borrower without the consent of the lender. Therefore, he cannot commit this fraud, and so they can collect from each other. The Mishnah Daf Kuf Ayin Beis continues. Nimtza La'echad Ben Shtaraisev Shtarish Yosef Ben Shimon Perua Shtarish Neim Perun. If a lender finds among his documents a receipt stating that the debt from Yosef Ben Shimon was paid, he can no longer collect a debt from either one of them. The Gemara infers Holoi Nimtza Motzi Mapik. If not for the receipt, he can collect the debt. Apparently, Acher Yochel Haitzalein Shtar Chayv. The Gemara asks, however, Vatznan V'loi Acher Yochel Haitzalein Shtar Chayv. The Mishnah earlier stated that others cannot collect from them. The Gemara offers two answers. B'mishaloshin b'shtar, v'ein mishaloshin b'shayver. The loan document was written with some additional detail to distinguish between them, as the Mishnah explains, while the receipt did not have this detail. The Mishnah reads as follows. Nimtza l'leiva ben shtaraisev shtarish al Yosef ben Shimon perua, shtarish neim perun. If the borrower produces a receipt stating that his debt to Yosef ben Shimon was repaid, neither one can collect from him. The Mishnah continues, Ketzad yasu yishal shlu. If they wish to write a document, they must write their grandfather's names as well, thus confirming their individual identity. Furthermore, v'im hayu mishaloshin, yichtubu simen. If their grandfather's names were also identical, they can write an identifying physical feature. Furthermore, if they shared the same appearance, they can identify one of them as a kohen. The Gemara cites a braisa that offers another method. If they were both kohanim, they can delineate their lineage going back enough generations until there is a difference. If someone tells his son before his death, one of the loan documents in my possession was repaid, but I do not know which one it is. Shtar is kulam peruin, the son cannot collect with any of them, unless the debtors admit to their debt. The Mishnah concludes, Nimtza le'echad sham shnayim, if there were two documents recording two loans from the same debtor, hagodl perua v'katan ein perua. The larger debt is considered repaid, but he cannot collect the smaller debt. The Gemara cites a related ruling, Omar Rav, shtar l'cha b'yodi perua, hagodl perua v'katan ein perua. If a creditor admits a loan document of yours that is in my possession was repaid, and he has two such documents, he can only collect the smaller of the two. However, chayv lecha biyad diperua, shtar is kulam peruin. If he said your debt is repaid, this refers to all the documents collectively, and he cannot collect any of them. However, we do not say sadi mechurulach, sadi gedayla mechurulai. If someone said my field is sold to you, he has sold his larger field. Rather, he gives him his smaller field. Similarly, we do not say sadi shesh mechurulach, kasadaisi mechurulai. If he said the field that I own is sold to you, he has sold all of his fields. Rather, he only sold one. The Gemara explains that both scenarios are based on the principle Yad Balashtar al Tachtaina, the claimant bears the burden of proof because Hamaitzi Mechaver Labaraya. Therefore, Malva Maitzi, the creditor, must prove which debt is outstanding, otherwise, he can only collect the smaller debt. And Lekech Maitzi, the buyer, must prove what he bought, otherwise, he only gets the smaller field. Zakh the Mishnah, Malva Schaver al De Arif. Someone lent money to another person with a third person serving as a guarantor. Lo Yipara Mena Arif. And the Gemara explains this means leitva arv tchila. The creditor cannot approach the guarantor first, because the leinasa arv ela amanasim yomas aleva o yimoin lavi ledin o yishechavu bezdim lo yile malafraya az yifar min arv. If the debtor cannot or will not pay, the creditor can then collect from the guarantor. However, the Mishnah continues: if amaloy amanasha efra mimisha eretza yifar min arv. If he explicitly stipulated that he can collect equally from the guarantor, he can collect from whomever he wants first. As a source for arvus, the guarantor's obligation, the Gemara cites several psukim, one of which is Lakach bigde ki arv zar uva'ad nachriya chavleu. A creditor can take the guarantor's garment. As Rashbam explains, ba'amir ba'alma b'lay kinyan, a guarantor becomes responsible for the borrower's loan merely by verbal agreement, even without performing a separate kinyan. Now, Amema suggested that this depends on the following machlekes. Rabbi Yisi Amar asmachte kanya, therefore, arv mishtabit. B.A.C. holds an asmachte, a commitment to give something to another person based on certain assumptions about the future, is binding. Therefore, one can commit himself to repaying another's loan, even though his obligation depends on whether the debtor will repay his debt. B'Huda Aymer asmachte loy kanya. Therefore, Arv loy mishtabit. B'Huda holds an asmachte is not binding, because he does not truly commit. Therefore, since the guarantor does not expect to pay, his commitment is not binding. However, the Gemara challenges this explanation. We routinely rule that asmacht is not binding, but arvus is binding. Therefore, Ravashi explains that arvus is stronger than asmachta, because the guarantor fully commits to the arvus due to the satisfaction he derives from the trust placed in it.